flashes. A rainbow in colors flash by. Peter's children's behind as he spread round the turn. And I wanted to swear he would fly.
Woof. Here we go for another little episode of the Sports Bet Non-Chasers. I'm your host, Paddy Garshagan, joined by the beautiful-looking Rhino Rosper on my right, just scratching his stubble.
Thanks.
And Andrew, the gunman gunner, on my left. Boys, welcome to another episode. How are we?
Good. Thank you for having us, Paddy. Wow.
Always a pleasure, never a chore, Andrew.
I thought that was your punchline at the end.
No, it's me punchline to begin things. Rhino, how are you, mate? Get plenty of sleep last night?
No, man, I'm terrible. I sleep at the minute. I had even worse. I broke my glasses. Look at the state of that.
What is the DIY job you've done there? That's a little bit easy.
Smurf poo.
Yeah, I ran out of contact lenses, so yeah, I need to go get them in Specsavers, which I hope takes my prescription here as well. There's no need to be on a podcast. Sorry, yeah.
Good to see you.
Apart from that, yes, personally fine, glasses not so fine.
Good to see you not chowing down on your footlong this episode.
Yeah, or taking a sip of your Coke mid-show.
Oh, I love it, yeah.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
Glasses on greyhounds. How do you reckon it would look?
Don't know.
There's a curveball for you to start proceeds. Do you reckon some greyhounds are, like, this is a serious question. Do you reckon some greyhounds are semi-blind
and notice,
identified by the trainer?
There's no doubt that they'd have similar issues with a lot of stuff that we do. So
yeah, I had a dog once now and it went full blind. You basically ran into the track wall the first turn.
Did they put a bell in the lure for him?
run along the ground. Boys, plenty on it today. Golden Cup, at Wenty Park. Bit of smorgasbord of racing at Wenty Park on Saturday night.
Yeah, this is
Sydney
their time
really
here.
Turning it on. The couple of preludes to the Golden Egg as well.
Yep,
you know, that's one to get around a little bit. We've got to talk about Tornado Tears. I mean, last week jumped at about $1.10. We were talking about the margin it was going to win by on last week's program, and it didn't even win. So we will get to that, and we will find out. Now, Gunnar, I'm also going to set you a challenge because one of our favourites, we got win this week, that one of our favourites has actually retired.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to set you a challenge. I will get to that a little bit later.
I think I know where you're going with that one.
A little bit of interesting stuff going on at the Greyhound racetracks and the Thoroughbred racetracks. We thought we might just bring a little bit of that funny stuff onto the non-chasers because that's what we like to do. Rip and Sam is heading overseas to get a couple of status credits and frequent flyer points. I'll ask you what's going on there. And, of course, we will finish with Don't Show Me the Money, as we always do. What are we now, 10 episodes in? And I've tried to go a little bit more conservative last start with Tornado Tears to break the track record. Imagine if it broke the track record and still came second.
Yeah, well, yeah. Considering how we're going, that's every possibility.
What did you go, Gunnar?
What did I go last week? Fast Car Driving. Yeah, not so Fast Car Driving.
And what did it come?
I don't know. I got a long way back early. I don't even think I was ever a chance in that.
Yep.
I genuinely cannot remember. I was thinking the whole way through there, what did I do? And the only thing I'm happy about this week is that we've actually recorded this on a Thursday, which means I've got my Wenty Park form done for the weekend.
I like that.
So it's
that.
One of the few times I've come prepared.
I like that. Well, the thing is, we joked about it probably 10 weeks ago when we were having our little project production meetings before the show.
Well, I was hoping that Fast Car Driving would win this week so I could do my own intro with the In Excess song and just come on, you know, with a Fast Car Driving sleek and modern. And I thought, yes, I'm going to get a couple of things out of this and bring Show Me the Money back to life.
All you have to do is bring your own little BMW that you roll around in, mate. That one would have sufficed.
Yeah, the old Nazi sled.
Oh, you can't say that, mate. We joked about actually picking we'll pick the one race and we'll actually pick three different things in the race this time around. We'll divide and conquer and we'll actually, one of us will get on the board.
If none of us find a winner this week, that's what we're doing next week.
It is abysmal. A genuine cluster F. You know the rest.
Yep. All right. Very good.
Let's talk some greyhounds. Wendy Park, I said there's plenty going on as my computer decides to just crash in front of me. That's beautiful.
Excellent.
But we've got the Golden Egg Preludes and the Wendy Gold Cup final on Saturday night. Am I correct, Rhino?
Yes.
That's the
one.
Yes. So why don't you kick us off, my friend, with the first prelude?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, that's no problem.
8:50 on the east. We're back in the east now. We've flown west.
West east.
We've made some time flying west, and now we're flying east, and we're losing plenty of time. But we're back at Wendy Park, and I can tell you that the favourite is Blue Striker, and I will stop talking. I'm going to hand the reins over to Rhino.
Yeah, well, look, listen, when I first done the race, I was very surprised at the actual price Blue Striker was amongst the other firms. I made him a very clear favourite. Still outside of that, there's one or two I think might have the beatings of him. Like, he's the kind of dog that might need the run or need to look around the track. The run last time out against Poke the Bear was barely believable. Like, dropping out second to him, taking him on down the back straight and going past him and holding on and winning convincingly was a massive run. I just think dropping back in distance to a tighter track might be slightly against him, but I think there's definitely value there in the price. Winning chances, I like to stick to two dogs sort of that I think have shown plenty of ability. One of them is Nangar Gift. Fantastic early. Belts out of the gate.
Dennis Barnes.
Yeah, she is exceptional whenever she times it right. And the way Wendy's going, front runner's track, I'd be fairly keen on her at nice odds. I think she's about $8, is she?
$7.
Oh, yeah.
Open 6:50 with us. And yeah. It's drifted ever so slightly.
Well, there you go.
Small barge.
I think
$7.
I definitely think there's a bit of value with her.
Tidal drift.
The other dog in the race, if you wanted to save on with a fantastic draw, is Coborn Marty. I think he'll definitely dominate the inside. And he's an improving young dog. I don't know if he's up to this level, but I can certainly think he'll run into a place. I'd be looking at Nangar Gift to smash, break and make all. And Coborn Marty to put a challenge in up the home straight. Maybe Blue Striker making up the race for the run, but
very well said, Ryan. I know you mentioned Poke the Bear there.
Yeah,
it's been a while since the old Pokey Bear has popped up to us on our laptop or phone screens. What's going on with the big fella?
Well,
Gunner, Ryan.
I said, did I not say this weeks ago that he was no longer the force that he once was?
You did, but it doesn't mean he can't race.
Well, he led the other night in the 600 and got beat. Like, that shouldn't happen. In my opinion, that shouldn't have happened. That wouldn't have happened but 3 months ago.
But where is he now? Is he just in the back of the kennels having a bit of a breather, or...?
I don't know, man.
Not sure. I would think that the Thompson Kennel would still have a crack at the Golden Easter Egg, even though he hasn't. He's been stepped up to 600-metre distances, and Wenty's not his ideal track, but I think you hope that he draws well and still go and have a go at the riches.
We cursed him, didn't we?
I think he's caught between a rock and a hard place. Like, obviously, he doesn't stay 600, and at this time of year, having to go to Wenty is not ideal either. So, and it seems to be when he ends up in Victoria over the middle distance, or what I call the middle distances, he gets crap draws.
Yep, fair enough. Andrew Gunner, your thoughts on Prelude 1?
I'll tip Infrared Star. I swear someone was walking behind me then. There was some sort of shadow was cast. I'll tip Infrared Star. Blue Striker, I agree, is the best dog in this, but Wendy Park's just a tight track, and if he misses the start a bit, it's going to be really awkward for him. So stick with a dog that's well drawn and got good stats from box one.
Yep, nice. I like it.
That's it, mate.
That's very sensible. Yeah.
I'm extending my arm of congratulations. I'm very proud. All right, Prelude 2, fast and loose, Andrew Gunner. You know I like to play it. There is a dog in this that has won its last four starts. It goes by the name of Extra Gear, and it's $5.50. Opened at six, into five, back out to six, back into $5.50. A little bit of yo-yo work there from Extra Gear. I like it. What about you, boys?
Off you go, Rhino.
No point listening.
I wouldn't back him at double figures. Honestly, he is not the kind of dog you want to go around Wendy. And I don't like if he's trial. He better have had a trial before you decide to back him, because if he hasn't, he's not fun.
You say that. Yeah. You say you won't be backing him.
Yep.
I don't know if he hasn't been around Wendy, but he has won his last four starts. Like, are they in atrocious grades? Has he been running around at Capelba Bar or something? Or
no, Victoria. He doesn't look like a Wendy dog at all. You know, that's just it. And the way I seen the race was the best back the best drawn dog of the night, and that is the two off the leash. Fantastic value. No doubt will go off shorter come the night and on the day. Dog in the race is the beat. It's the fastest dog in the race. Second in the $1 million chase, the Jamella Jet. Fantastic dog in his own right. He's in a terrible habit of walking out of a box. That's his biggest problem at the minute. If he cops on and changes that, he'd be a real force to be reckoned with. He's got a great draw as well with 7, 6, and 5 all diving left on the run to the corner. It's just a case if he gives it that pedestrian start, then he's going to have problems again, especially if he's going to give off the leash 3 lengths, you know, on the run to the corner. So
very well played, Andrew Gunner. We're going to welcome you back into the podcast. What are your thoughts on this race?
Yeah, not a race I'm overly interested in. I think Jamella Jet's probably too short, even though I'd probably tip it. I'll stick with Ryan. I think off the leash is probably the best drawn dog in this race, but Extra Gear does have good form down in Vic, and I think Jamella Jet is too short. If Jamella Jet got closer out to say 270, north of 270 on the night, I'd probably want to have a bet on it, but I think it's about $2.20, $2.30 at the moment, and not really keen to play at that price.
Very nice. What are your thoughts on Uzo?
Terrible shit-ass drink.
It is genuine mud water.
Yeah, no, I have no idea what
it is. Doesn't look like that.
But when you don't have a job, when you don't have a job in, and you live in Greece and you don't have a job, you don't have any prospects, your economy's shot, and you basically become irrelevant except for lamb kebabs and tourism. Mate. That's all you got to drink.
The rebellion has started here.
They are known as... Jeez, we've had an earthquake in here. They're not gyozas. What are they called?
Gyros.
Gyros is what they know. Yes. This is quickly turning into the...
Yeah, gyoza, that's the Japanese dumplings, isn't it?
European sort of word. Just, Andrew Gunner, be careful. Uzo.
Hey, I love the Greeks. I got nothing but their country's not going too good.
Well, I'll tell you what, their economy's probably going a little bit better than our final segment on this show, so... That's all right.
Maybe that's where it started. Maybe, they had their own.
Maybe.
The pollies got together and said, righto, time for show me the money.
let's put our nation's economy on these three nuffies who put together a couple of tips.
That's why Theresa May's getting out. The Brits keep backing winners and the Greeks can't find one.
Uzo. Oh, geez. $13 if you're keen to play. Suitable that it's going out of the white clear rug.
I'll tell you, you wouldn't be celebrating with Uzo if it gets up.
Have you never had it, Rhino?
Never. I don't even know what it is, man.
It is like a it's a drink, alcoholic drink. It's like it looks like vodka.
If you run out of fuel, just tip it in the chamber.
I'd rather not, to be honest.
Insipid.
I seen someone the other day got a pint. Someone put it on Instagram or some crap like that, and it was a pint of Guinness, but at the bottom they poured in like blue WKD to mix it with, and the blue WKD sat at the bottom and the Guinness sat at the top.
What would you do?
Of the glass. It was rancid looking.
Nah, what's the one they do Baby in
Guinness.
Ireland?
Baby Guinness.
And you put like a little bit of you put a bit of Jägermeister.
Baby Guinness. Is it? Yeah, Baby Guinness. Yeah.
Oh, it had a different name when I was over there. They called it an Irish car bomb or something, but
no. A Belfast Bombers whiskey and brandy. Okay. No,
we have mentioned the IRA far too many times on this show for my life.
Belfast Bomber is Baileys and brandy, which is will put hers in your chest if you decide to drink that.
That sounds good, Baileys and brandy. Yeah,
maybe we should start a show just to fire us up a little bit, just with one of them.
If we've got any bartenders out there, maybe you can come up with a greyhound themed shooter.
What'd you call it?
Oh no, the non-chasers chaser.
Jeez. Where are we? Great stuff. Good chat, boys. I like that. A little bit of drink chat. All right. Let's get back to the racing stuff.
There's a lot going on in here. It's unreal.
We're in the new studio. It's still being fitted out, but...
I'm still not convinced that there's someone not walking around behind me.
There is progress going on in here, and... Hopefully, in the not too distant future, there might be a few little video snippets of the non-chasers coming out.
Oh,
here
God
or
help
there.
Us.
It's going to be exciting stuff. Yes, so they say. Okay, Gold Cup final, Wenty Park. This one's jumping at 9:35. That is prime time Saturday night Greyhound betting time. Top tip provided by expert tips by thedogs.com.au is Poco Dorado at $2.15 running out of the checkered rug. Who do you boys think? I'll start with you, Gunnar.
I think we've seen that Poco Dorado does not like travelling south of the Murray. She doesn't show up when she comes down to Victoria, and then she seems to race really well when everything's familiar around her when she's back in New South Wales. So I think from what we saw last week, we can just write off the previous Vic form, and any time she comes down to Victoria or travels elsewhere from here onwards. And I think she's the one to beat here. She should lead in this race. Blue Moon Rising has the ability to lead her early, but he misbehaved himself at Box Rise last week and got a bit too far back. Really good run to catch up to him, but I think Poco Dorado at Wentworth Park is the one that's more reliable, and that's the one I'm tipping. Boom Down is really well drawn, but making a habit of getting too far back and running on, and not a dog that I want to entertain at the current quote. If it was double figures, yes, you could have a each way ticket and a bit of place insurance, but I think Poco Dorado wins this.
Nice, mate. Wanna?
Yeah,
I know he's not going to agree with me. Yeah,
sorry.
No, that's fine.
I just think it doesn't bother me. I've been saying this for.
I'm mortified that you guys disagree with each other.
I've been saying this for weeks about Poco Dorado. She is not firing on all cylinders. Certainly not to the point that she was a couple of months ago. Whenever she was, like, nothing would have beat her at Wendy two months ago.
You placed later the other day, didn't you?
Yeah, well, you that was it. In Victoria. That Came was fifth. Yeah. And listen, I even on last week's run, she only got away with it because A, it's Wendy Park, B, it's a tight track, C, the track completely suits front runners at the minute. And I just don't think the time was there that she should have went a lot quicker than that.
So they haven't changed where the final is. All of those things are still in her favour this
bias.
Week.
No, I understand bias. That. I understand bias. That, but this
bias.
Is...
He mentioned bias without saying bias.
Like, probably the main point there is that, like, it was a much worse race than what this is. And this is a much better race. And I think Boom Down is certainly to be in the first three. Mm-hmm. Whereabouts that is, more likely second or third. I don't fancy Poco Dorado. I think, again, I'd be keen to place Lair at short odds. Blue Moon Rising. Yeah, I can never catch him right. He's a better dog than I ever give him credit for. Vellacci Nero, not for me. The dog in the race that I actually fancy is Kill Cahill Road.
Very nice.
At tasty prices.
Out of the green. There's something about that.
Ran a monster, an absolute monster race last week. And the money that was following him in the 520s at Wendy as well was really notable. He's at a distance that suits him. Vellacci Nero is going to dive left on the run to the corner. If Poco Dorado does not come away and there's trouble out in front, and like in fairness, it's not a race place with an awful lot of early pace, I think a dog could poach a nice place in second place, maybe even first around the first corner. Good night, Irene. Goodbye.
Speaking of early pace, one thing you need to sort out with your GRNSW cronies is they use these traps for the 280-metre races, and they give you a first sectional, but the first sectional for the 700-metre races is 16 seconds after the lids come up. Well, that's relevant. Like, a lot of people want to use that when early speeds everything in greyhounds. So Wentworth Park, sort your shit out and help out the people who actually turn money over on the events that you put on and print the first sectional data. We are in 2019.
Somebody's absolutely poked the bar here.
The times.
I didn't at first. I thought he was just a little bit unhappy, and then just as the sort of minutes have gone by, I've been getting a little bit more nervous. And now I want to run for the hills.
Some people need to be told, mate.
Oh, Andrew Gunner, he just comes in there with the big sledgehammer. Interesting and a good segue coming here, because we're talking about Cahill Road out of the green rug, which is a nice rug because it chucks onto the five rug, which I love. Segway, Perth, last Saturday night. Tornado Tears, $1.10, loses to the Green Dog.
Yep, act of God, yeah.
Yeah?
It was just an act of God.
But let's talk about it. I mean, Peter O'Neill said, not in the final, but he said in the heats it could stumble over, go back into the boxes, fall over and still win. Sort of parallel to that happened, I suppose, in the final, and it didn't win, but it ran an absolute monster to come second, and still a lot of praise on Twitter and the socials. About Tornado Tears, but at the end of the day, didn't get the money. And, you know, that's two races now. Tornado Tears hasn't got the big check at a very, very short price in recent weeks. Where to for Tornado Tears? I mean...
That's just his price. And then people equate that to, well, he should win. But at the end of the day, the Dogs aren't machines.
Yeah.
And he made mistakes early and he got too far back. But he's still the best stayer in the country. And sometimes these things are going to happen. I still wouldn't be writing him off.
Does Rob Britton and Peter Riley...
Yes.
Do they go, you know, that's a successful trip west?
Well, you finish second in a Group 1... It is at the weaker end of a Group 1 final. There's no doubt about that. But from the limited amount that I know about Rob and Pete, I don't think that they would ever turn up to a race expecting to win because they've been around greyhound tracks for a very long time and they know that these things can happen. Mm-hmm. If he draws box 1 or box 2, does he win? Well, he probably does, but that's where box draws come into it. And if you miss the start, then you're in the lap of the gods a bit.
The great game.
The great game.
The great game.
Oh, you idiot.
Okay. Great chat. I want to set you a challenge, Andrew Gunner. Now, it came to our attention. Someone did actually tweet in, got on the socials, so they are in the running for Man vs. Pooch 2019. Yep. Well done. Can't remember your name, but we'll be in touch.
Well done. Well researched, as usual.
Well, it is because... This is our pinup. This is our pinup dog.
Reverse pinup.
Reverse pinup. We love him. He's a battler. He goes round and round and round. We will prepare a proper ode and a send off for him next week. And I set the challenge for you, Andrew Gunner, to try and track down the trainer of none other than Frosty Blackjay, the greyhound from Ipswich, who had 130 odd starts for zero winning checks. What do you think?
Yeah, I thought that's where you were going with it. So I will take on that challenge and I will try and get the trainer on next week.
Did you like that, Rhino? I've just sort of snook at him on air. Well, we're going to try and get him on. We're not going to sit there and pot him all day long.
I want to know. What genuinely made him tech bringing them 130 times?
And all those. And we'll even put the questions out to anyone's social. If you want to ask a question to the trainer of Frosty Blackjay's, providing Gunner can get him on the hook, we'll ask him. And it would be a fascinating little insight to a greyhound. We've got the who's who of greyhounds racing in. But let's go to the other end and find out what makes them tick at the other end. I think that would be fascinating. Rhino, Dundalk, it was actually a thoroughbred race, but it involved a rabbit or two.
Two Mard Marchers.
And they are involved in greyhound racing. So we've taken it under our wing and we're going to talk about it in the non-chasers. What happened?
Oh, why do I have to explain this?
There's plenty of words you can use there. Fornicating, copulating.
Making sweet love. A lot of patrons were at Dundalk. I think it was last Friday night, the Friday night lights under Dundalk.
At the door.
Dundalk is pretty much in the middle of nowhere. It's cold, it's wet.
It's in Ireland.
It's the only all weather track in Ireland. So that's part note for it. And yes, turned into the home straight in a handicap, class 5 handicap. Going to the winning nine, two rabbits decided to, or two hers, sorry.
Hers.
decided to whisper sweet nothing in each other's ear. And they were getting on an end to only to realize that there was 12 horses coming gallivanting towards them. And they sped off, the two of them. And I'm sure they finished the business elsewhere, but it certainly wasn't on the track. What is also to be added is that it's also a dual-purpose greyhound track. So I don't know what they were doing there in the first place, but yes, it seemed to be having a lovely time together. Yeah, and
they probably thought they were under the disguise of darkness there.
That's the thing, in the middle of the lights.
You're pretty safe bet on a Friday night in the middle of nowhere. Aren't they?
Any port in a storm.
Those poor hers. Addington. There was another little.
I think Addington, but somewhere in New Zealand. Yeah.
Another greyhound.
Oh, one pesky...
peculiarity, if that's a word.
One pesky greyhound getting into another greyhound that was just trying to go about its business and pushed it right over the fence onto the harness track there. So...
It's Friday, goodbye.
It's happening so often now.
These greyhounds are getting the whisper. There's no doubt.
They're listening. It's almost like they chucked the non-chasers just on the in the kennels. You know, when we were down at the Thompsons, they had the TVs going. They said they like to leave TVs going just to give the greyhounds a little bit of noise. Maybe they're just sort of chucking the non-chasers on, and those greyhounds are smarter than we think.
Yep.
Like it. Andrew, Ripping Sam, Ebby Ripper, they're off on a big jet plane somewhere. Where are they going?
So those two have gone over to New Zealand for a big staying event there. Not sure. I think they need to spend a couple of weeks in quarantine, so it's pretty quick. As far as Ryan was concerned last week, he could swim from here to New Zealand. Yep. The dogs certainly haven't done that.
Yeah, they're going over on a hot air balloon.
Yeah, they need to just wait for the wind to switch and off they go. They do need a passport to get there, unlike Ryan and his...
Brexit, mate. They're going to have to get one as well. Like, you know what I mean? They're Northern Ireland. They're outside of Europe and they have to go live in Dublin.
Don't know if there's going to be other Aussie dogs turn up there. Well, current Aussie dogs. There'll be some former ones over there. But we'll wait and see. But that event's attracting a good field by the looks of it.
I like it.
So do I.
New Zealand staying event.
You know what, you know what that sweet fantasy is going to get a mention.
Oh, baby. Fellas, no guest today. So you know what that means. We hop, skip and a jump straight to... the Schmackos quiz, brought to you by Beef Strip Schmackos, and the Quizmaster has got a doozy today. I've got an absolute doozy now. The scoreboard reads Andrew Gunner 4, Ryan Rossborough 0.
He won the one that didn't go to wear.
That's funny. He won the one that didn't go to wear. So we'll give him one. So he's on one, Gunner on 4.
That famous show that never went to wear.
It is probably the best show, but this is the best quiz, so are we ready?
Yes.
Question. Can we check our buzzers, please?
Gunner.
Rhino.
Rhino.
Very good. Okay. Question number one. How many tails does a greyhound have?
Gunner. One.
Correct.
That's awesome. I was waiting on something else. I was like, it can't be that stupid. Like, you know
what a question.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Right, go.
Question number dos. If I was to win a race by... a greyhound race. If I was a greyhound and I was to win a race by 1 second...
Rhino. Oh.
Ooh. This.
I won't finish the question.
No, I think I know what I think it is. So I'm imagining here that it is 50 lengths.
50?
Wait. Yeah. No. Completely murdered this. Oh, sorry. It doesn't matter.
Gunner.
Okay, I'll finish the question. If I was to a greyhound and I was to win a race by 1 second, how many lengths have I won by? And he's gone with 50 lengths.
No, sorry. It's good. I didn't know what you're on about.
It depends what fraction you use. But I'll say 16 and a half.
16 and a half lengths.
Yep.
Okay, well, let me just start this by saying I actually didn't have an answer. I actually wanted the answer.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Is it genuinely 16 around there?
Yeah, well, it depends. If some people use 0.06 of a second, some people use 0.07 of a second.
You're telling me 1 second, it's 16 lengths?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In a greyhound race?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no way in hell.
It's 0.6, isn't it?
0.06.
0.06, sorry, yeah.
You kidding me?
No.
So 16 lengths is probably about what? 15 metres?
Oh, I don't know. How long's a greyhound?
I don't know.
It's truth. Okay.
That's ridiculous. You don't even know the answer. Know. And then you put me away with something else.
I thought it would be like 4 lengths. And I'm nowhere near.
Nah.
That is mind blowing.
Well, I think.
And for anyone out there that doesn't really know.
Well,
either,
I think. is 1 second in horse racing 12 lengths, I think.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head. Anyway, good quiz. Well,
that is a good... the quizmaster even battled here. Okay, right, stuff. Okay. Question three, 2-0 to Gunner. Of course, he's running away with again. Question three, who beat Tornado Tears last week?
Gunner, Rockstar Patriot, bang, 3-0, done.
Done.
Okay. Right. Okay. Question four, you've won, but these are the dead rubbers. True or false? A greyhound has a dorsal muscle.
Gunner. Correct. True.
False, I would have said.
True. Do you know where it is?
I'm going to say along the back somewhere. But
yep.
Yep.
Yep. What is it? Forsal muscle?
Dorsal.
Like a shark. It's a dorsal fin.
Yeah.
Right,
okay.
Imagine if a greyhound had a fin. That would be a bit weird, wouldn't it? Okay. Question five. Is Swift Fantasy the GOAT?
Gunna, no.
It is. Great quiz. And Gunna takes a 5-1 lead. Flaming heck. All right. Barking mad. You got one?
Yes. I want to lay Veloce Nero in the Gold Cup final.
All right.
Poco Dorado, please.
Jesus, that is a ballsy. That is a ballsy barking.
So I don't mind it.
I just don't think she's anywhere near what she used to be.
Any boom dogs?
Launching pad. Yes. Rhino's opened up the all in this week for the launching pad.
Request. You can request whatever. I only put in a handful of dogs, so don't shoot me for it.
With fingernails rattling out of the current place due to nerves, because there's a few dogs coming back that have been solely kept for this. Because they need to have 1-6 wins to qualify. So we've got the all-in open for that. So you'll see a lot of boom dogs that are coming back in the next few weeks.
And don't be afraid to request that. Runners yep. on the website via the request service. Yes. And yeah,
I like it.
Had a little bit of interest for one of Rhino's boom dogs actually from a little while ago, King Kratos.
Oh,
King,
yeah, yeah,
King Kratos. Well, yeah, what about the Millsy? Shout out to Millsy out there. He rolled in and he even put bet request to the Greyhound traders and said, "Your man Rhino said this thing."
Cheeky little prick asked for a good price.
It's not a cheeky little prick.
No, it's good.
Man.
We loved it. We loved it.
I'm a big fan of Millsy. He gets around the AFL podcast as well. And currently, he's a very big chance to be racing a greyhound for some money.
He's down on track at Murray Bridge Grey, so he's clearly got a lot of time on his hands, the kid.
No, I like it. Millsy, don't listen to Gunner. I love you. Okay? He's a bit off today. We've already established that. Don't take it to heart. Greyhound multi. We haven't done one for a while. We're not going to do one.
No, we're not. Mate, we can't even pick one winner.
But...
No, actually, that's not true. We're not going any good in Show Me the Money.
Is there an inkling of a chance we can bring it back in the coming weeks?
Or if there's a groundswell from our listeners, then yeah, of course we have to.
Ooh, you heard that.
Get on the social media, lads.
Get on the social media. Because when multi.
Because when we put it up and the bosses tap me on the shoulder and ask questions, I say, well, the customers wanted it. Exactly. And then I don't have any further customer case to
first
answer.
And, customer first and last. All that's right. Beautiful. All right, well, we're going to wrap it up with Show Me the Money.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money.
No.
I just can't get used to this here. Whole like, oh my God, I just heard that. Fake. And it's like, and say we're just sitting here in silence.
What are you talking about? We just heard that.
No, we did. Just played in the studio. It actually plays across all eight floors of sports.
Did you like the difference of the stinger as well? Again this week, where it starts with the, show me the money.
Yeah, I'm with Rhino there. Until I actually listen back to it, I don't know what you've done.
Well...
Is that the black going, no?
Exactly. It's like some Italian putting the wrong toppings on a pizza. From? Mate, a good magician never reveals his secrets.
No, that's true.
It's just some little royalty-free sound effect. out there. So just,
royalty-free.
I just yoinked it instead.
I'm still waiting for the legal eagles from Smacko's going, what the hell is this?
Okay. We said at the start of the show, we're going to pick a race.
No, we're not doing that tonight. No.
I'm not being forced into it.
No. Oh, okay. Well,
maybe next week.
Then. All right, fine. Who are you on?
Donna Chancer tonight. Well, you're not going to get this podcast out tonight.
No, you can't do it.
I can't do it.
I haven't done form for anyone, but bad luck. No, that's it.
I have that problem every week, and I have to pick out something.
Two versus one. This is democracy. You are not allowed to do it.
This democracy? This is my bloody show. This try and put this rubbish shit on me.
This will not be posted on Thursday. This will be going up on Friday.
Slingshot hammer.
Probably around 11 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. If you're over in the West, more a 9 a.m. sort of start. For Millsy, for you in South Australia, you're looking around an 11:30 time.
Personalised release time.
Damn straight you are.
All right. Okay. I'm going Mount Gambier Cup Final, Slingshot Hammer, Box One, Doom, Bang.
You've
gone to Mount Gambier.
Well, mate, you've taken away all the things that I priced for tonight because you're some sort of dictating lynch mob. So that's what I'm going with.
The tides turned. Because that was me, mate. That's me every week, usually. Yeah. But today's Thursday, and I shall go with Off the Leash in the Prelude.
Yeah.
Six.
The Gee Prelude.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going in the Gee Prelude. Race six as well.
You're gonna go Uzo.
Why do you pick on me?
Because
he's gonna go Uzo.
You're gonna go for Jamala, aren't you? That's gonna win.
Death has come to town, Uzo, baby.
Wait for it.
Oh. I'm not going to win. I'm going the place.
Okay.
On the three.
At least we can cheer on the forecast or whatever it's called. Quinella.
Quinella, exacto.
I'm on Uzo.
Duet.
We talked about Uzo, and that's the sign. The
you're back in Uzo.
The place.
Oh man, please.
All it has to do is jump nicely, as you said, get to the front there.
He's a shot dog, like. He's
mate,
a shot dog.
This is from the man who said, you know, Fabio was.
And what he was beat, no correct? Chance. So there
and
you
he
go.
He was going to win that race by four seconds, which would have equated to roughly.
I think you're deluded.
72 lengths. good stuff, boys. Like that. No guests this week, but that's all right. We'll come back next week.
We might have a very special guest next week.
Special guest. Very good. As always, get involved on the social. Chance to race the dog. We edge near. I mean, it's going to be around the Melbourne Cup time. That's November. So it's still plenty of time to get your training in work or your best sort of keyboard, jokes or what's the word? Just...
I don't know, stories.
Yeah, stories or
anecdotes.
Fables.
Tales.
Tales. Yep. They're not just tales, it's a bit of a theme. Yeah. Because the question, one of the questions. very good, fellas. You know the drill.
Oh, one other thing we forgot to mention this week, Paddy.
What's that?
Saturday night.
Oh, it
Kardinia is. Park. Your boys versus my boys. Say,
the Melbourne Demons went full poke the bear on the weekend. And it was insipid.
Yes, well, really anyway. Sucked.
Well, best of luck to you Saturday night. Will you be there at Kardinia Park? It's
of course I will be, mate.
Rain,
and
apparently.
Can you not start a fight like you did last year, please?
That wasn't me. No, I was there, but I'm a lover, not a fighter, baby. I wouldn't have done that. But no, I'm a very large chance to be there. The forecast doesn't look good.
No, it's a typical Kardinia Park opening weekend. 30 degrees all week, and then we get down to Geelong and pissing down rain and 13 degrees. So
it'll be good. Do you know what we're talking about, Rhino?
No idea. No idea. I just remember seeing Nolly's Demons hat on. I was coming into work on Saturday.
Yep.
And at the test, because I go past the MCG on my commute to work. And I just.
How can you detest
welcome to
it?
Melbourne,
the smell
mate.
Of people that do not shower on that on that tram.
They wouldn't be Melbourne supporters, mate.
Absolutely putrid. Like, it is disgusting. And yes, I detest every bit of living beside the MCG. Yes.
Ooh, wow. Very good. Do you know how many people would swap his position to live next to the MCG? He just wants to live next to Drumbo Park.
It's coming back. Drumbo Park, just let us know.
What?
It's coming back.
What, so they sacked the it owners, off for housing the, estates
the,
and now
apparently
they're
the owners and trainers have bought it.
You're kidding?
Yeah. Run for Passion Limited.
I like that. It. That's a good name.
That's the name of the track.
That's the name of the new owners. Run for Passion.
Run for Passion. Drumbo Park.
Drumbo Park. I'll send you the article. I'll maybe get put out one.
Yeah. I want to go there.
Shoot, it's classmate.
Just a quick parting question, because I'm a regular watcher of the Newcastle bags and the Swindon bags sort of late at night. Do you know how they only have like five or six in a race?
Six.
Yeah.
Who's the call him the steward or something? He goes and stands in front of the
waves the flag.
He waves it. Has anything ever happened like the box ever opened and the steward absolutely steamrolled?
No,
because he stands there like 5 minutes front. Like he's on the end of Titanic,
no,
just asking like, for them to run at him.
I could give you a very bon answer to that. It's just set on a trigger at the side of the track. Like it's, I think in Australia, do you manually start them, or is it
no,
trigger?
Not manually started.
I've seen a few manual starts.
Oh, there's one famous one. I think it might have been the Sandown Cup final. Oh, someone can correct me if I'm wrong on that. So anyway, if it gets called a no race. They split the prize money between the eight runners. Anyway.
Oh, I can see where this is going.
Yeah, so one of the blokes whose dog's got absolutely NFC, he puts his dog in and then pretends to trip and hits the manual start button before the lure comes around. All the traps open, all the dogs come out. They've got in front of the lure. It's declared a no race, split all the prize money.
What, so it was 100 to 1 and he...
Yeah.
Oh.
God.
So I thought you were going to say they jumped and it got absolutely checked and then he like ran onto the track like a man.
No. He hit the manual start lever, which is between boxes 4 and 5. Yeah. It was back then anyway.
I hope that wasn't Peter Riley who did that.
No. Pete
the consummate professional, Peter. Hope you're listening. Still need to get his hat out to him as well.
Yep.
By the way, big man.
What's up to you, mate?
Yeah. Very good.
You going to ask me for any final musings?
Any final thoughts?
Yeah, musings, Wentworth Park. Comments, sort concerns. Your stuff out. That's my final musing.
Yeah. Do you want to take us out, Gunner, today, mate?
Oh, for those that are subscribing to the podcast, like, listen, subscribe on socials, and you can find us on Spotify, ooh, Podcast Player, Castbox, ooh, any of the others. Yeah. If you are having a punt on the Dish Lickers, please do so responsibly. Have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us, fellas. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Broadcast.
Hello, broadcast.